I suppose you'd have to feel a little bit sorry for Carlo Brendan. We kind of robbed it at the end, and if you take look at deeply though, we missed two goal chances and we had a penalty saved. So there was very little between the two teams, really.
Look, there was obviously there was very little in it. Sure, went down to the very last kick of the game. I suppose, look, I thought over the full 60 plus minutes we were the better team. We probably created more goal chances, and Carlo's two goals came from, I suppose, basic defensive errors on our part. And so over the course of the game, I do feel that the best team won.
Yeah, it's a tough format, isn't it? I know you played the league and you didn't have all the players that you wanted. And Carlo, I think, beat you by 20 points the last time, but you're a completely different team on the field in the league. But it's tough on them tonight now. They go out after one game.
Look, it is. We were, ourselves and Carlo were the only teams in the country paired together for the league, which was crazy because we were meeting in the championship a month later. So, yes, we were doing a little bit of shadow boxing that night, and we weren't too concerned about that result. Yeah, it's. I was before this campaign started. I was trying to push to see that the team that loses the first round get a second chance maybe Wednesday night. And if we had to come up short tonight, we would have taken a game Wednesday night, even though there'd be a few bruised bodies going out. But look, it's pure championship, and I suppose for the crowd that were there tonight, I'm sure it was exciting and exhilarating. It was mistakes made and some great chances scored and missed, but that comes in that kind of pure championship football.
There's no doubt if you can get the ball forward, you have the threat up front, haven't you?
Yeah, look, absolutely. We created a lot of opportunities tonight, and that's what we'd hope. We create the opportunities, and hopefully the next day we might take a couple more of those, and maybe we just need that game, that real championship game behind our belt. And we're going out against Meath now next week, and Meath got a bye into the quarter final, and I believe that this game tonight, it's worth its weight in gold. I think we're going to be a serious threat now next Saturday for Meath.
To be fair to both sets of players, Brendan, it's a tough night for football, wasn't it? Strong wind, rain at the start, and
yeah,
not easy.
No, absolutely not. The middle of winter, windy, and as you said, a wet, greasy ball. Every mistake out there was, the magnitude of it was maximum. And even as I said, Carlo's couple of goals came from mistakes from us. But what I loved about tonight's game was the character shown from our players. The players that may have made mistakes, they didn't put their head down, and they were a part of the winning move for the game. And for me, that shows leadership and shows character, and that makes me proud to be a part of this management team with these group of lads.
Yeah, the last goal was a classic goal, build from the back. Niall Murphy won a great ball and worked his way up, a patient build up, and I think it was Mossy Murphy got in the end of it, was it?
Yes, it was Mossy, and in fairness to Mossy,
he wasn't long on the field,
and he's just been he's a guy that's been he's in a hot form at the minute. He scored three goals against Go Council, and he's the guy that any of us would have wanted at the end of the move. But it was, as you said, it was the fact that it was a full team move. We just brought on a couple of players just before that, and it might have been their first touch with the ball, but they showed great composure to see that pass and work it through. And even though Carlo were the sideline, they were, and you wouldn't blame him, they were roaring in for the players to make the foul and not let us get in. But it was just the pace of how we moved the ball that opened them up, and it was a goal that I think any of those guys will remember for a long, long time.
Absolutely, and any of us that saw it will remember it. Well done, Brendan. Best of luck next Saturday against Meath. Now you have a home venue, that's the only, I think you're here actually, are you?
Yeah,
2 o'clock, is it Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, next Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. against Meath. And yeah, absolutely, as I said to you in this piece that Meath had a bye getting into this quarter final, so I think this this game is worth its weight in gold going into next Saturday, and it'll bring on our team no end.
Yeah, no doubt it will. Well done, Brendan.